From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Cecil Baldwin with guest musician Julian Villard. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Thank you, Cecil Baldwin. And you may know Cecil as the voice of the podcast. Welcome to Night Vale. It's great to have you back as Puzzle Guru.
Thanks so much.
As always, we have four brilliant contestants backstage. They are doing their taxes while they wait to play our nerdy games. And only one will be our big winner. And our special guests are Josh Groban and Lucas Steele from the Broadway musical Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. The show is an adaptation of Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace, which isn't the strangest book that's been made into a musical. Coming up this year, 1984, the musical will be happening. It was surprisingly easy to modernize. Our first game is about dinner and a movie, or as I like to call it, lean cuisine and BitTorrent. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Grace Ann Dorse on buzzer number one. You're getting your cat taxidermied by the best taxidermist in the country. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Eric Askenades on buzzer number two. Eric, you're an attorney. Welcome.
Thank you.
Grace Ann and Eric, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Let's start with a word game. Dine-in movie theaters are opening up all over the country, so we took that trend one step further. Instead of dinner and a movie, we've inserted dinner into a movie. So in each clue, we've replaced one word in a movie's title with a rhyming food word. Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how about an example?
So in this film, astronauts crash onto a distant-seeming world where vine-ripened fruit rules over the human race. The answer would be Planet of the Grapes. Because grapes rhymes with apes.
Buzz in to answer, and the winner will be one step closer to the final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Ryan Reynolds stars as a wisecracking superhero who's anything but gluten-free. Grace Ann.
Brad Poole.
Yeah, that's right. Although in real life, we know that guy never comes near a carb.
Probably not.
No. He like lives on arugula and sit-ups or something.
Yeah. Sally Field, Dolly Parton, Shirley MacLaine, and Julia Roberts play a group of tender young cows living through love and loss in a small southern town.
Grace Ann.
You said cows?
Yes.
Do you know some part of the answer?
I know the movie.
Okay.
Young Cows.
Young Cows. Okay. Good answer. Not what we were looking for, but a good try. Eric, can you steal?
Veal Magnolias.
That's what we were looking for. Yes. Vegans cry twice at that movie.
In this 2002 franchise starter, Matt Damon tries to regain his memories while fighting off people trying to spread butter on him and eat his kernels. Eric.
Corn. Ultimatum? Legacy. Corn Legacy.
It's the franchise starter.
The Bourne. Memorandum. Born solution.
All right, Grace Ann.
Ultimatum.
Grace Ann, can you steal?
The corn identity.
Correct. Oh.
Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves are extraordinary lovers who can only communicate with slices of angel food, carrot, and German chocolate left in a time travel mailbox. Grace Ann. Do you know the movie?
No.
Okay. It's gonna be tough then. Eric, can you steal?
The Catrix?
Oh, that would be, they would have to change the costumes in that movie if they're eating cake all the time. But no, it's not the Catrix. We were looking for the movie is The Lake House. And this was, we were looking for The Cake House.
That's a real movie?
The Lake House? The Lake House is The Cake House, soon to be a real movie. Soon to be a real movie.
Or The Cake Tricks.
The Cake Tricks. The Cake Tricks is amazing. That is amazing. This is your last clue.
A New York City cop fights terrorists in a skyscraper by flinging globs of rendered pig fat. Grace Ann.
Die Lard.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Correct.
Puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Grace Ann. Well done. You're one step closer to moving on to our final round.